Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location. Money down, weight up. My money is down, and my weight is up. And I ain't talking about W-A-I-T. I'm talking about W-E-I-G-H-T, but okay, full disclosure. Maybe talking 3-4 pounds. But it's an indication of trend. And the trend seems to be, I've been having a good time. The trend seems to be, I have been having a very good time. And the good times will continue to roll over the next couple of weeks. Starting with, well, let's just start with yesterday. Went to Venice Beach with my daughter, niece, and granddaughter. My granddaughter's first foray into an ocean. She did very good. I was impressed. I didn't know what to expect from a almost 2-year-old in the ocean. I should have known granddaughter wasn't going to be passive about it or afraid of it. I at least thought she would think it was cold. Nope, she took to it. We just walked her out there. Let her, come down to the beach. First, she had to learn how to walk on the sand and barefoot. The sand became a novelty. I was like, let that go. There's a lot more down there. Come on, let's go. We got her down there, then where the water rinses off of it. It's easier to walk. She started walking towards the water. And I guess the part that struck me, and I'm not sure why it struck me the way it did, was that she knew how to stay away from the water. How you walk up, how the water recedes and you walk up. And then it starts coming back. For the first few times, she stayed dry. Nobody was, she was out there like kind of on her own. We were standing there, but she, I was like, you better go ahead and get wet. She saw that water coming. And she, you'd run back, laughing. As soon as it go back, she'd walk back down there. And then I think her mother grabbed her hand and let her, eventually get wet. That was it. Once she got wet, that was it. She didn't want to leave out of there. She wanted to go farther and farther in. And a couple of times, she snatched her hand away from my daughter so she could stand there and take the wave by herself. She fell down a couple of times, got splashed. No problem. And like I said, at least I thought it would she be cold. Because that water to me was cold. I barely put my feet in it. And I stayed back. But my daughter did good. They both did good. She went out there. She might have been out there that water for a half hour. She just wanted to stay, and she kept wanting to go farther out. And it was time to go back. She got mad. She didn't want to come back. I was like, all right, take her out there so she can get a mouthful. Take her out there so that water can hit her and let her know. Because she kept wanting to go out, and she wasn't afraid of it. Playing in it and playing in the sand and all that. I was impressed. She wasn't fearful or apprehensive about the water or anything when she got out there. And like I said, I really thought it would be cold. But she in her diaper and her little shirt, whatever she had on, we didn't care. But it was just supposed to be, get your feet wet. get your feet wet so we get the selfie and go home. No, she turned that into something. That quickly turned into something. Like I said, my daughter did good. She was out there for a half hour with her. And my aunt visiting, so I'm at the undisclosed location. They go back to the... I'll take them to the airport tomorrow after work or so, and then I jump on an airplane Saturday, go to Vegas, see the Steelers. Then after that, weekend after that is Funketeers Ball. It just don't stop. My weight is up, and it's not really, it's up, if you ask me. It's a trend. It's all about trend. And last night, or no, this morning, when I get on the scale, in the morning, it was a 200. It was a 200, so that lets me know that it's up, because I'm used to having it at like 197. At least 197, 198. You know, it's usually the highest it's been getting. But I've been doing the damn thing. I mean, let's just say I've been doing the damn thing. I mean, even if it was going to see Trulio, this Gracius, and Garrett Scheider, you know, and Django Norwood, and everybody play the music of Johnny Guitar Watson. And to hear Gary Scheider sing the music of Johnny Guitar Watson, it was like he sang that better than he sang Pete Mom. It was like that style is more accompanying or whatever the word is to his style or sound than Pete Mom. Or it's almost like Pete Mom need to change the style or songs or whatever to accommodate his voice. Because he sang that Johnny Guitar Watson stuff really good. Really, really good. But anyway, I'm glad I got that off my chest. at the Julio thing, I had wings and french fries. And I've been eating. I got cookies and ice cream. You know, just having a good time. Just been having a good time. My weight is up. Maybe 3-4 pounds. And I've been getting my steps in. If not only to do 10,000 barely, to get a token 10,000 in. I've been at least getting a token 10,000 in. At the least. And that's when, like, I come home 9 o'clock at night. And I jump on the glider or something, or I walk around just to get to 10,000 before midnight. Did that a couple times. One time I think I drove from my mother's and I need to get like 2,000 steps in. So that's about 20 minutes. I get about 100 steps a minute, whether I'm walking or on the glider. So I had to get home, get that 2,700 or 2,000 steps in before midnight. Got that done, then probably turned around at 8 and went to bed. Another thing too, what I've been doing is I've been eating in bed, and that's not good. I've been eating in bed horizontally. I'm like laying on my side eating, and there's starting to be repercussions from that. To put it mildly, there are starting to be repercussions from that. So I gotta at least start sitting up when I eat. Even if I eat bed, I got a headboard. That's what I bought the headboard for, that bed for, on that frame. I make sure I got a bed form platform, whatever, that had a headboard so I can sit up. And this is let my food come down, because a couple of nights my stomach started acting up like it does right before I'm gonna pass out. Or, you know, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And I had to like sit up and just let it churn for like a half hour, 20 minutes. And then after it, you know, settled down. So I was able to like, yep, getting it in. So I was able to like, you know, let it digest or whatever. But I can't do that no more. And it's like, I guess it's like a drug. I guess it's like a drug. Well, I don't want to go that far. I don't want to compare it, because I know some people with some like real drug problems, and this ain't one of them. It could be like an obsession or affliction to where You can't stop doing something that's hurting you. Even though you know you ain't supposed to do it, it's just so good. You say, okay, one more time, and they gonna do it this time. And they gonna do it this time. Next thing you know, you sick, my stomach all tore up. So I'm laying there eating cookies and circus peanuts, gummy worms, moon pies, and the et cetera. And my duplex screams. Did I say marshmallows? Got to have my marshmallows, jet puffed. But anyway, I need to stop doing that. You know, I really do, I need to stop doing that. And I need to stop smoking the Black Amounts. But they are so good to me. They're not good at me. They're not even good. They don't even feel good. I don't know what it is. As soon as I get off work, I'm like, poof. Gonna get that rush. And I'm even trying to learn how to smoke them. Number one, I know I'm not supposed to inhale, but I can't help it. And that rush hits me. So I've been trying different techniques to minimize that rush. But I just know I need to quit, but it's something about them. You know, it's either it could be, I like to say everybody needs a vice or something to look forward to or something, you know. And that's my thing, so it'll hopefully it'll pass. Weight is up, money's down, I'm spending way too much money. Just enjoying stuff though. And when it comes to spending money, I get good deals on everything. Everything, I get economical prices. I'm not wasting. I don't know if you can call it wasting, but I'm getting good deals on whatever I'm getting. You know, I'm not buying out there buying high price stuff, expensive stuff, stuff that ain't on sale. You know, I'm getting a good deal, but I'm just doing it too much. Spending just probably a little too much, too often. Like the other day, I bought headphones. I mean, I like them headphones. I need them headphones. This is MG 9000. It's a cheap headphone, but I like the way they sound. I like the way they work. And they want to sell for $16.99. So I bought two pair. You know, stuff like that. But it adds up. You know, especially if I'm not doing any music with them and they're just sitting in there for no reason, you know. And that's the part I got to... And that's the part that I gotta watch, because I'm like buying this stuff, and if it's not getting used, you know, it's nice to have, build the arsenal, and hopefully, hey, I'm gonna buy these headphones, I'm gonna get motivated, and I'm gonna start working on this music. But I also realized too that getting these 10,000 steps in every day consistently is a big help. And it's more than just physical exercise. It's therapeutic. It's definitely mental, psychological for me to get out here and just walk, thinking to myself. And, you know, and not jogging, nothing rigorous, just something where I can kind of not mindlessly drift in. But I'm walking on a route that I'm very familiar with. You know, I've been here before, I know that. So I can kind of like relax my mind. Not too much to see, especially on my default location. Well, there's definitely enough to see to keep me interested. You know, I can't completely blank out. But it's not like walking alongside the Grand Canyon where every two steps, you're in awe. And that was very hard to walk, hard to get steps in with. Every time I took two steps, I wanted to take a picture. And with that, you can just kind of relax into your own mind, into your own set. You can let the background, the surroundings, you can let the surroundings just be in the background. Think to myself, you know, hear my own voice, go over things in my head. And I really enjoy that. I really enjoy that. In fact, it seems that I need it. If I don't get enough of it, I get irritable. And it may come down to me, I don't want to say inability, but giving my attention to something or someone else more or a lot or to a certain amount of time, and I might have a short limit. I really do think it comes down to me having to pay attention to something for too long, and I start to get irritable and tense, and, you know, because I really, really, really like being into myself. We already know about that. And we're not going to start talking about objectivism, even though it still seems that the bottom of that philosophy hasn't fallen out yet. I'm still, you know, I'm not actively pursuing it like I was, because I've been distracted by other activities, but it's still in the background. You know, I still get people every now and then hitting me up about it, criticizing it, and I welcome the criticism. I welcome the scrutiny. You know, everything, every now and then something comes across my news feed or my wall, you know, or a podcast that I listen to and hear their arguments for and against. And again, it just amazes me that right before I found objectivism and the whole idea of the importance of self and this and that, right before that, I had put like 5 straight videos about self. Literally 5 videos about self, about is there anything higher or greater than an individual achieving, an individual being the person that they want to be. And literally, that's one of the primer base tenets of objectivism. And to find that after, you know. But anyway, it's just all, you know, I was like, you know, like, we went to Vegas, me and my buddy. Now, Rick is crazy. Well, I ain't gonna say he, well, he probably is crazy. No, he ain't crazy. He ain't. He probably one of the most, you know, not crazy the way you think, but his energy, he got to keep going all the time. I'm like separate rooms. I was like, I was getting a separate room. Then he offered it up. And I was like, yep. I was like, dog, I know. But I was thinking about it because I was like, look, man, you don't want to go to Vegas and be lazy the whole time. You don't want to get to Vegas at the Luxor Hotel paying like $250 a night to go in that room and sleep the whole damn time. Then again, do I? Because it's going to be pricey. And that's another thing. I might be, quote unquote, wasting money there. But usually when I do something like this, end up spending this much money on a hotel room, there's things that I get out of it. I go, wow. You know, I always say, you know, I end up saying something like, you know, if you spend some money, get a hotel, this, you get this benefit. You know, something that I wouldn't have realized. Because we, it's going to cost us $500 for 2 nights. And that second day, I ain't even going to be there most of the time. So I'm paying like $250. Because the game started at 5:20. You know, I want to get there when the door's open. The only thing I'm paying for, and I can walk, you can walk from the Luxor to the stadium. Then after the game, I can walk back. Basically walk back. Go to the room, get my bag, and go to the airport, because the flight out is at 5:22. You know, I like to get to the airport at 3:22. The game might be over 10 o'clock, 9:30. I might get to the room at 11. I'll be able to lay down a little bit, but, you know, a lot of that room ain't gonna get used, but I'm paying that money. But I can also get another room. See, I could get like another cheaper room, but, you know, is it worth it? You know, Luxor is gonna be really nice. It's gonna be stuff going on. This is gonna be food right there. More than likely, I'm not gonna have to leave the building. Everything's gonna be like right there. You pay for that, you know. That's what I'm paying for. And stuff like that doesn't hit me until I'm in the moment, you know, because I don't usually, you know, I'm like Motel 6 or whatever. I'm paying X amount of dollars for the whole thing. But I gotta spend time and effort to go do other things because they're not like in the hotel. Like, I gotta pay extra for this, pay extra for that. But, and plus, you know, I'm gonna hang out with him a little bit. I might, you know, hang out a little bit. I ain't gonna just go there and go to sleep. In fact, when I land, I might walk from the airport to Luxor. Supposed to be like 3 miles an hour walk. So, I might do that. I might need to get my steps in to get my 10,000 in. And then, like I said, I'm gonna be granddaughter, daughter, family all the way up to Friday night. Friday night, I'll finally go back home. I have one night at home. And then I gotta get up. Probably be at the flyaway at 9 o'clock. Let me see, the flight leave at 12. I need to get there at 10:22. Probably leave my house at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, give myself too much time. Might even look in the, no, it's not that. Since it's only 2 days, I wonder what it'd be like to drive to the airport. Try driving to the airport, leaving my car. Because then I wouldn't have, if I drive to the airport, leave my car, I'd be paying for parking there. I'd be paying for parking and gas, but your gas is expensive. Gas is ridiculous. I paid over $6 for gas the other day. Gas is just ridiculous. So parking and gas, even though I don't ever factor gas in. Parking and gas if I drive, plus the convenience. And then, you know, you pay for how much it costs to park down there. But if I do the flyaway, that's $5 a day to park in the flyaway. So that's $10. $20 basically for the shuttle. $30, that ain't bad. $30, that ain't bad at all. Because I don't have to get the Uber. I won't have to get the Uber because the car is there. And I won't have to save gas. I save a lot of gas, so, you know, we'll see. But it would be nice to, I'd have to navigate getting up the airplane, figuring out what shuttle bus to take to get the parking, how much parking gonna cost, navigating all that, versus just getting on my flyaway that I know so well, riding up the 405. You gotta ride up the 405 anyway, and I won't have to get Uber. Yeah, I'll just take the flyaway. And it's, yeah, it don't make no sense to drive down there. I just take the flyaway. I like it. I like taking the flyaway anyway. You know, and I'm not gonna have, I'm doing JetBlue, so I don't have a carry-on. If you know carry-on, I just get my personal bag, something that goes under the seat. That'll be my book bag, so I won't take any clothes, so it'll fit under the seat. I don't need clothes. I'm only gonna be there one day. I only need my jersey and my towel, and maybe a Steelers hat, which I'd probably need to get another one of. Tickets gonna run probably $1,300-$1,400 to sit where I want to sit. But we'll see. I remember doing the games with Rick years ago, and the kind of person he is, he like to wait to the last minute for everything. You know, that's, he'll be late. He'll walk up in there late. I can't do that stuff. That's why, if it come down to it, you know, I got my own room. I got, here's your ticket. I'm leaving. Here's your ticket, I'm leaving. An hour before gates open, and it's supposed to be like 10-minute walk to get there. I'm leaving an hour before the gates open. That's me. Take my time, chill, get in my seat as soon as I get open, especially if I get a good seat. You know, watch the teams come out, be there, take it all in, maybe get food, go around the stadium, take pictures, you know. Then after that, I'll fly home. Supposed to get to LAX about 7 a.m. or so. Catch the flyaway, get home, and work at 12. So what I'll do is I may not get steps in. Well, I might get steps in. Yeah, I'll probably be getting steps in at the airport the day before I even go to sleep. So after midnight, and then I might have to do some steps after work, get my 10,000 in at the airport in Vegas at 5 o'clock in the morning. But we'll see. You know how that goes. So money's down, weight is up. Having a good time though. Really enjoying things. Really, really enjoying things. Not sure if I told you, but I was tied for the second best work performance last month and last month's performance ratings. I had the second best, 89%. The number one percentage was 90. So I did pretty good. Did pretty good there, so. Not too many complaints about anything. Feeling good about it. Thinking that it's all excited and everything, you know. So keeping it real. Okay, I got distracted. I don't know what that was walking by me, but it was giving me that, you doing anything, look? And I know I'll be giving an open, like, what are you, not interested, but what are you, you know, the curiosity at least look. And they kind of like gave me like a look of like, you know, looked like they were homeless. Not sure if they were male or female or not. But you know how it goes. That's part of walking. You might not know how it goes. Yeah, it's part of walking out here in Los Angeles. And I'm not even in Los Angeles, but in this LA, Southern California area. It's just part of it. And I love it. I love it. You see the palm trees behind me? I love it all. I love every single itty bitty drop of it. So that's how it's going. Things are going well. I really need to check my Netflix and MGM Plus and Showtime and Paramount, all those subscriptions. And one thing I'm looking at too, YouTube TV. I'm thinking I don't need it. I'm really thinking I don't need it. But college football on Saturday, I need all the ESPNs and all that, and those stations. It's a killer. I guess if it ain't football season, I can kill it. Because it's nice waking up Saturday morning and having like 8 college football games on. But if I got regular TV, see, this game's come on regular TV too. So I gotta check that. Because so far, the Steelers play in 3 weeks in a row and they all been on regular TV. And even though I got NFL Sunday ticket at the student discount, $120, I was gonna get that anyway. You know, you gonna get that $120. If I get the opportunity, you just buy that. Even if you don't use it, because it's usually $400. And it's definitely a hell of a package. And I got NFL Plus. which allows me to see all out-of-market games on my phone or a tablet, but you can't put it to the TV, which ain't so horrible in a way. You can't even screen mirror. It won't even let you screen mirror anything. So, you know, that's that. And, like I said, I stick a 10 in the back of my TV and pick up regular over-the-air channels, and the games are on there. You know, those are the in-market games. You get the, with the in-market games, you don't even need UTTV. You just need an antenna and pick them up. You know, KCBS, KABC, and KNBC, or whatever stations those are in LA. So I'm working on that. I'm spending too much money on that. Because I never watch YouTube TV other than football. And it is really nice to be able to click and have some college games there, or click and go right to ESPN. Like, I'm paying $72 a month for the interface. Because the reason I went and got YouTube TV and all that is because the IPTV site was too janky. And I can't be, when it comes down to when the game come on, it's time for me to have the game on. I need for the game to be on and not looking for the game, waiting for the broadcaster feed to be set up, waiting for this, looking for that. No, I can't be missing kickoff. I can't be missing kickoff. So, and I don't want to have to worry about missing kickoff. So I go ahead and pay the money. Last year I was like, I just pay the fucking money. I just pay it $300. I'll pay the $400. $300. It was $299, $300. But then YouTube TV bottom and the price kind of went up. The price kind of went up because you had to have YouTube TV. But they say the price went down, but it really didn't. They said UTV, the price, they said the price went down, but it really didn't. Oh, stop! You stop, I'm walking, I'm a pedestrian for crying out loud. What are you doing? Gio, I'm like, what you doing? See, so I get excited, don't I? And she was like an old person. She was an elderly person. I should have known better than to do that. Not knowing better, but that was a reaction. I don't care who was in the car. Don't be driving your car up on me like that. You know, if you're too old to drive, stop driving. You can't be running a car close to me like that. Did I get triggered? Did you get it? Was it recorded? Because I just completely forgot I was holding this thing or anything. But I'm pretty sure I probably panned it so I got the shot. Probably naturally. Anyhow. You know, and it's like a lot of homeless people. No, I take that back. A lot of homeless people. But like a lot of homeless females. Well, this person ain't homeless. They just acting homeless. They got a dog, so like they decide. A lot of people, I haven't seen a lot of homeless females, and it's kind of strange in that fact, you know? It's just kind of, I don't know. I'm just glad that I don't be seeing, like, homeless children. I'm glad I don't see that. I'm very glad I don't see that. Maybe there's something out there to where there's a reason I don't see that, but I'm glad I don't see that. I really, that would affect me. I'm not sure in which way, but it would. See, like, there's some more homeless people over there. But anyhow, it's swinging on y'all two times. For me, and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.